I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States is upping its warnings of what will happen if Russia sends any military forces into Ukraine, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there would be a swift, severe response. His remarks in Germany appeared aimed at clearing up confusion over where the U.S. and allies stand, after President Biden said yesterday a minor incursion by Russia would draw less of a response.
It depends on what it does.
That led to heavy criticism. This morning, the president repeated Blinken's warning.
If any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion.
While noting Russia has a long history of using things other than overt military action to carry out aggression. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia has announced sweeping naval drills in several parts of the world this month and claims the West is plotting provocations in neighboring Ukraine. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
Amid a buildup of some 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine and massive joint war games with Belarus, the Russian Defense Ministry says it will also conduct maneuvers involving the bulk of the country's naval potential. Over 140 warships and more than 60 aircraft will take part in these drills that will start this month and run through February. Ukraine said earlier this week that it's taken the delivery of anti-tank missiles from the UK and rejects Moscow's claims that it plans an offensive to reclaim control of separatist-held areas in Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A massive explosion in western Ghana has killed an unknown number of people and flattened buildings after a truck carrying explosives to a gold mine collided with a motorcycle. Video posted from the scene showed a large, smoldering blast site with buildings reduced to rubble and twisted metal. The deputy director of the National Disaster Management Organization said 500 buildings had been destroyed. Ghana's president tweeted that it was a truly tragic incident, and I extend on behalf of the government deep condolences to the families of the deceased. The explosion in Apiata occurred when a motorcycle went under a truck owned by a company called Maxim that was carrying explosives en route to the Chirano gold mine. Austria's parliament voted Thursday to introduce a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for adults beginning February 1st, the first of its kind in Europe, with maximum potential fines of up to $4,000 for people who don't comply after a series of reminders. Lawmakers voted 137-33 in favor of the measure, which will apply to all residents of Austria age 18 and over. Exemptions are made for pregnant women, people who for medical reasons can't be vaccinated, or who have recovered from the coronavirus in the previous 6 months. Officials say the mandate is necessary because vaccination rates remain too low in the small Alpine country. The House committee investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection is asking Ivanka Trump, the daughter of former President Donald Trump, to voluntarily cooperate with its probe. The committee sent a letter Thursday requesting a meeting with Ivanka Trump, who served as an advisor to her father in early February. In the letter, committee chairman Benny Thompson said Ivanka Trump was in direct contact with her father during key moments of January 6, 2021, when Trump supporters stormed the Capitol in an effort to halt certification of President Joe Biden's electoral win. The committee says it wants to discuss what Ivanka Trump knew about her father's efforts to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to reject the 2020 election results, including a telephone call they say she witnessed, as well as concerns that she might have heard from Pence's staff, members of Congress, and the White House counsel's office about those plans. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.89%, the S&P 500 falling 1.1%, and the NASDAQ dropping by 1.3%. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote.